Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Come on, let's take our nice big cat stretch. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine circling the world, reaching listeners in any country in the world. It is my pleasure to be part of the Blog Talk Consortium. Live with Kathy, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Today's show, just for today. Did you know there's no one like you? You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And when I woke up this morning very early, looked out, I live in a suburb west of Chicago, so we're at the effect of that weather. It is freezing cold. And we had quite a snowstorm yesterday. But looking out now, I heard the snow plows, and I think it's going to be a bright, cleary, cheery day. And I looked over to my bulletin board to the left, and oh, there it was. Two things. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Why then, oh, why can't I? I'm looking at the photo that I put together of Beauregard, our magnificent cat. He was 20 when he left us. And below him is Sweet Pea, Bob's beautiful dog. Oh, Sweet Pea, we love you. And over to the right, there is Bob just hugging that dog. I have a place in my heart for all animals. And those of you that are brutal and mean to them, I want you to experience what they're going through. You know, we could scream and holler and agree to disagree about the customs in the Eastern countries. I'm thinking of Saudi Arabia. Oh, they have it down pat. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Really, stop and think about it. How could anyone be cruel to animals? And I want you to experience the punishment if you're cruel to them, if you're sadistic. It's almost satanical. And when I look out, yeah, there's snow and ice. I'm just hoping that not only the animals, but older people, little children, are cozy and warm. I really thought that when we turned 2000, that this would be a great year, all of the years to come, that there would be an improvement in race consciousness. There isn't. In fact, darlings, I think it's getting worse and worse. Let your voice be heard. Call in. 347-637-3789. Now, I may disagree with you, but I will defend to the fullest your right to express yourself. And if you're here in this country to learn our ways, to be part of this great, great nation, then do it with transparency and honesty. And don't take everything that you've learned to put it in a bombshell and to bomb. Before I go into the local news and national and international, I said that when I looked over to the left, there was my little saying next to the angel pendant that I have. And it says, good morning. This is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. So I won't need your help. So relax. And have a great day. So come on, January 9th, 2015. Take a nice big cat stretch. And get your palette out. Because you're designing your day. This is your day. This is your life. And if there's part of your life that you really feel that you need to change, all you have to do is delete that little area and take the baby step just for today. Can you resolve to begin a new life? Locally, we talked about the weather. And then we have our politics. Interesting, interesting, interesting. I'm just sharing this with you. I have, you know, in Chicago, it's politics early and often. Giving, not giving up. Her name is Deborah. And Board of Education member tries to end firestorm with offer to donate profits from investments in companies that do business with Chicago Public Schools. She's trying to put out the political firestorm created by her investments in technology companies that sell millions of dollars in education software to Chicago Public Schools. I don't know. I'm really not too educated in this area. I don't know. So I'm just going to see what happens. And then I wonder, darlings, is more ever going to be enough? And then I'm thinking of, I am pro-choice on everything. And leafing through the paper today, I wasn't even aware of this, but let me get to it. This is in Hartford, Connecticut. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled Thursday that state officials aren't violating the rights of a 17-year-old girl by forcing her to undergo cancer chemotherapy she doesn't want. The decision came in the case of a girl known in the court documents by CC, who will be free to make her own medical decision when she turns 18. Well, what maturity in the 18 years? What experiences did she have? And I'm talking across the board. When you're 18, you're still a teen. You haven't lived life to the fullest. You have no idea. I think we need to reconsider the age when an individual is mature enough. Oh, the dancing hormones are still kicking in. She, with the support of her mother, have fought against the six-month course of chemotherapy. The case entered on whether the girl is mature enough to determine how to treat her Hodgkin lymphoma, which she was diagnosed with in September. At 18, Are you mature enough? I just don't know. Ah. Now that's local. But let's go international before I go to the Paris attacks. This is in Dubai. A Saudi blogger who was sentenced last May to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes will be publicly flogged for the first time after Friday prayers outside a mosque in the Red Sea coastal city of Jihad. A person close to this case said Thursday he was sentenced on charges related to accusations that he insulted Islam on a liberal online forum he had created. He was also ordered by the Jihad criminal court to pay a fine of 1 million Saudi riyals, or whatever that is. In our money, it's $266,000. Huh. I don't know about that. I don't know. They have some things very good about them, but some things are questionable. I don't know. And then I really didn't want to talk about the disappointment. An editorial, Cosby, the friend we thought we knew. Hey, 24 women, and they're still coming forward accusing him of inappropriate behavior. These 24 women, it's not a club. They don't know each other. Huh. It's sad, isn't it? Hugh Hefner set the tone right. Bill Cosby has been a good friend for many years, and the mere thought of these allegations is truly saddening. I would never tolerate this kind of behavior, regardless of who was involved. Well, we thought we knew him too. How does he sleep at night? I don't know. France under max terror alert. Did you know that the two Paris attack suspects, they were on the U.S. no-fly list? And I'm taking all of this out of the Chicago Sun-Times. A massive hunt. Police SWAT teams homed in on a region north of Paris Thursday as the search intensified for the suspects in the massacre. While France mourned the 12 people that were dead. The police SWAT teams, backed by helicopters, tracked two heavily armed brothers with Al-Qaeda sympathies suspected in the newsroom massacre of the satirical French weekly that spoofed Islam. Homing in Thursday on a region north of Paris, as the nation mourned 12 people being killed. Authorities fear a second strike by the suspects, who U.S. counterterrorism officials said were both on the U.S. no-fly list and distributed their portraits with the notice armed and dangerous. More than 88,000 security forces were deployed on the streets of France. Satan at work. No, Now, there are two brothers. A third suspect, 18-year-old, surrendered at a police station Wednesday after hearing his name linked to his attacks, to the attacks. His relationship with the brothers was unclear. Satanical. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. C-A-T-H-I. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And after the show, if you want to chat with me up close and personal, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And then be sure and check out my websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. Click on all of the buttons. It shall be my pleasure to hear from you. Oh, my goodness. Back to page one. The Bears hire a general manager coach. Let's see who that is. He's young, but let's give him a chance. How a hire will affect coaching. I have no idea. Da-da, man who knew too much. My. Let me see. Ryan Pace paid $50 just to enter the job fair 14 years ago. He's going to be the new general manager. Meet him with ED. We're going to see what's going to happen. I want to tell you that if there isn't unity, if there isn't oneness with the players, the quarterback, and the coach, it just ain't going to happen. You know, the coach, Mike Ditka, he wasn't off base. There's something psychologically going on. There's an undercurrent there. The team just couldn't pull together. You know what? It was almost as though they didn't want to play. They couldn't come together as one team. And I kept saying, I think it's almost obscene for anyone to get $22 million or even more. Did you read some of the contracts these players get? It's a billionaire entity. So, I'm not an expert, but I watched the quarterbacks. Elway was excellent. And the Green Bay Packer, I forget his name. But do they really deserve that much money? And then if you were on the team, let's take the Bears, for example. Oh, give me a minute to have a little sip of my lemon water. Hold a minute. By the way, that's a great drink. Sidebar. When you get up, now remember, you just swing your legs over. Don't jump up because the body has been resting. And you have to make sure that all of the meridians are working. Heat your water to about a minute and 5 seconds. squeeze in the juice of a real lemon, not a whole, about a fourth. It detoxes and cuts the fat. And it helps with lubricate your voice. Because I really don't want it so raspy. I want you to wake up to a great, joyous day. This day is just for you. Okay, so Pace, he's a young kid. I don't know. Let me see. Did they say how old he was? An Eastern Illinois defensive end captain his senior year, a bachelor's degree in marketing, might not have stood out, but he sure did. He's coming. Oh, he's 37 years old. The youngest general manager in the NFL on Thursday. Now, wait a minute. Come on, computer. There you go. What were his chances of landing the six-month errand boy internship? And of, by sheer persistence, nagging the football office long enough for them to put him to work. He persevered. He was determined. He was determined. Well, again, Mićmo Vidić. You know what that means in Croatian, don't you? We shall see. That's enough of our news. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates 60195. And be sure to log on my websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. You know, I should run a contest. Which of the two websites do you like the best? I don't know, I'm kind of leading towards simplyageless.net. Because when you log on to my site, that's what it on the marquee, Simply Ageless Redefined. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never, ever glamorized. Would you mind telling me why you have to look like a granny apple, wrinkled, in your 50s, 60s, 70s? And of course, I want you to start to look at your plate, because you are what you eat, your exercise program, so on and so on and so on. If you want to talk with me up close and personal, call me at 847-882-8717. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Before I go into the topic just for today, I want to remind you that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I really don't think of it as sponsorship. I think of it as partnership. I don't know, does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? What do you have to share with the world? Let me be your voice. Let me walk alongside of you. Oh, I shifted my strategies to accommodate change. Because you see, I know all of you, when you think of radio, oh man, this is going to be a great way. I'm going to drive customers. I'm going to get a ton. The floodgates are going to open. No. Now, we do know that the success formula in anything, name recognition, repetition, and exposure over and over, over and over. And that's what it is, whether it's print, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, and Blog Talk is worldwide and local. It's over and over and over again. You're competing with 6 billion people. But then I need to ask you, how good are you? See, no matter what you have, whether it's a book, whether it's an invention, whether it's a passion to be on the stage, once you've identified what you are, who you are, and where are you going, you're only 10% done. It's like writing a book. You write the book, you get it published, you're only 10% done. Now, 90% is in the advertising, in the exposure. How are you doing it? So I decided to take radio. You know, you get these epiphanies. The Silver Fox is always delighted that I'm not getting them at 3 in the morning. I usually do, though. And you've got this book. You've got this idea. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to get it out there? Now, I've come up, this is how I give back. Oh, yes, it is going to cost you something, but nothing compared to when we're talking about landline, when we're talking about, you see, radio is digital. It's around the world. It's electronic. It's everything, your smartphone, your videos, everything. So you call me, and I tell you about the 10-week introductory offer. Let's see what you got. Your commercial will be heard 3 times a week times 10. That's 30 times. But here's the good news. You get a half hour. You see, Thursdays from 12 to 12:30, I have Windows updates. Let's just get rid of this for a little bit. I know this. Radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. People are going back to radio. Radio. You could even listen to the radio on your computer. Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. Now let's find out what you got. Okay, so for the half hour on Thursdays, no commercials, no nothing. You get a half hour. It's free. It's included in the fee. It's included in the one-time price for the 10 weeks. But now here's the good news. All of the shows are archived. So you're prepped. And I'm leading you. We're doing your show like Thursday, this coming Thursday. NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. Chuck Brazelton will be on. He has a chapter in Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. And a little sidebar. I talked with him yesterday, and Chuck said to me, well, Kathy, do you ever remember your school closing because of weather? And I said, no. And we had to walk to school, to grammar school. And when you read his story, he's highly successful. You see, he started at the abyss, climbed out of it, climbed the stairs to the zenith, to the top of the mountain. With his business, insurance, and financial investments. And when you read his story, you'll relate, it will resonate with all of you. So you see, you're going to get that same opportunity. Now, what each of them have done, Rudy, Rika, and Rhea, and Chuck, they're going to listen to their shows. And they get to grade themselves on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the highest, how did you do? And of course, one of them said, well, Kathy, what do you think? Not me. This is your gig. Would you run to the telephone to order whatever it is that you were promoting? Were you really passionate about what you had to offer? And then, darlings, here is the good news. I sent you the link. You log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date of your show. Now you email that to your database. And you ask them to email it to their database. And so on and so on. So with the click of the button, you've traversed the world. Now, did you know that if you wanted to rent a radio station to do exactly what I'm offering you for just peanuts, it would be in the thousands of dollars, nowhere near it. This is going to give you an opportunity to see who you are, to feel who you are, to hear who you are. And then we're going to listen to the quality of your voice. How long do you think you would listen to me if I sounded like this? Oh, I shan't ever forget this. In my mind's eye, the mirror, I love pageants, the senior pageants. Man, we dynamic women are shaping the world. Yeah, I know you guys play a role too, but the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And I was attending one, and it was a senior pageant. And there was a darling lady. Oh, she had a great figure. I don't know, was she 70, pushing 80? And I thought, oh, just by looking at her, I said, she is going to be one of the finalists. My dears, she got up to the microphone.
Hello, my name is Susie, and I'm from Idaho.
That did it. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I've seen it happen over and over again. And all of my secrets and methods to slowing down the aging process, discover how you could look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Move Over, Ponce de Leon, I have the secrets to the fountain of youth. All natural, no costly equipment, no operations, no nothing. Oh, if you want to get a face, a nip and tuck, fine. But remember, wherever there's a muscle, that muscle needs to be exercised. And you will love the tongue stretch exercises. Yeah, did you know that the muscle, the tongue is a muscle and it has to be exercised? As we age, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. Get the book by logging on simplyageless.net or Kathy Watson Speaks. Click on books, and there it is. Voila! If you have a book, think about being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. It's a learning process, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings. New opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter. No, I love Vivaldi, the Four Seasons, but let me tell you, it's the springtime of my life. And I wake up in joy every moment, every morning. And even if I have a setback during the day, I've learned. Step out of it, take the emotion out of it, and see the lesson that you have been given to learn. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and just for today, I want you to know that there is no one like you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove, side by side. And you see, my mission is to introduce you to and make you aware of the mission and the purpose of why I talk about iron workers. Did you know that they are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction? Oh, I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have a choice, either a career or the Domperion of trades. Log on ironworkers.org. And then if you want to hear the story, I have a CD available. It's 8 minutes. Iron workers with a noble profession ballet on the beam. We start with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So log on www.ironworkers.org. It's 7:07 a.m. Central Time. And it won't be long. I'll be out of here. I don't care what the temperature is. We're off to Hoffman Estates Park District. And I will do, I mean, always in trading for stair climbing. Oh, I'll do 25 flights. And when you're in training, I don't wear myself out. I'm just consistent. I start out aerobically, and then I go into anaerobics. And then cross-train with weights and finish up on the elliptical. The Hoffman Estates Park District, they won the National Gold Medal in 2009 for being the best. I didn't say local, it was national. And Alika Cuff, who is the director of the 50-plus consortium, oh, she's marvelous at what she does. And darlings, if you're bored and lonely, pick up the mirror and say hello. So you don't drive. There are people that would be willing to help you. So log on heparks.org. Contact your park district, wherever you are, your senior center, and don't forget the libraries. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on its looks, on our looks. And this is for men and women. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. It's so affordable. It's an e-book, 80 pages. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger all release toxins into the body. I have a marvelous product available only through me. It's under 50, 2 ounces, and it is so powerful, all natural. No paraffin, no animal testing, no nothing. And it works with the chemistry of your body. For men and women, it is so powerful, you only apply it 3 times a week. Now, this is January 9th. I know December is always a challenging month for your money. Did you have more month than money? Do you have a little question about finances that you'd love an answer? Well, Greg McIntyre, who is our personal CPA, said, sure, you could give them my email, and I'll answer a little mini question. ahtax@ameritech.net. And then log on edithnamm.com, E-N-A-M-M.com. Author extraordinaire. She's written a book. It's all about winning ways to positively energize your brain and body. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. And if you want to be the CEO just for today, think about being the CEO of your own company. It's yours. You know, I started my own home-based business when I was 25. Oh, how exhilarating. I love being an entrepreneur. And you could do it too. And all you have to do is get in touch with me. I shall be delighted to guide you and to help you. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Now, before I go into my PSAs, I want to recommend The Second Coming. He has been Tom Patrick, Tate Publishing, however, the Huffington Post. If you want the link, email me and I'll send it to you. They are promoting the book because it's going to be a movie. How exciting is that? He persevered. You know, all of you like New Year's resolutions after 72 hours. Well, it didn't work. It's gone. Goodbye. Adios. And so many are saying, it's a hot topic. The Second Coming captures the essence of a great mystery and turned it into a thrilling work of Christian fiction. And he writes his books. He has lucid dreams, and he writes his books. Now, that's fiction. Now, when you're on my website, simplyageless.net, click on books, you'll see The Elixir, which is nonfiction, and then you'll see Choices, nonfiction. And that's what I'm featuring every Thursday. You have to have the book. You have to. It has to be alongside of you. And when you log on, authorhouse.com, there are 14 of us who shared our tragedies, our trials, and tribulations, and our learning curve to help you get to the mountaintop. It's available at Author House. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Ha! Introduced by Kathy Watson. In the NATO Summit, notable authors together optimize every Thursday. PSAs. Con and scam artists. Did you know that on Sunday I got an email from Warren Buffett? You have been gifted $1.5 million from their donation fund. Contact us at this email for your claim. And then they gave me a link that their information is 100% legitimate. Then I started to read the rest. Oh, dear. Whole penmanship. So many boo-boos. And how I didn't know my profile was on Microsoft. It was a scam. We already know that. And they're targeting older people. And then wouldn't you know what I get? ACL updates. This is Administration for Community Living. They have new NCAL/ABA webinar series on abuse in later life. Okay, they have created a 5-part webinar series on abuse in later life, domestic and sexual violence for civil attorneys, legal advocates, and others who wish to gain a deeper understanding of abuse in later life. It happens regardless of your age. The primary focus of these webinars will be addressing the needs of older victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. The series is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. No cost. Okay, here's the number if you want to register for it. Call Shelley Fox directly at 608-255-0593, extension 316. Or you could email at sfox@ncall.us. And they said, don't respond to this email. Contact Administration for Community Living. It's there. The abuse is there. Left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And we're all at the effect of it. Children, it will scar them for life. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline is 877-863-6338. And the National Hotline is 800-799-7233. You know these con and scam artists? Oh, they're pros at sweet talk. Oh, and they want to target the older gal, because many of them are lonely and they want to be recognized. Thank you, ARP, for the fraud hotline, 800-646-2283. We lose $3 billion to these sociopaths. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. 800-646-2283. So if you don't think it's pandemic, why did I get an email from Warren Buffett? Why did the Administration for Community Living send me this article on what's happening in our society today? You know what? What it all boils down to, honey, they want your money. Well, you ain't going to get mine. I earned it the old-fashioned way. I worked for it. And the PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Marilyn Pasella, mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. She comes to you, saving you time and money. It provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on. Find out more about this dynamic diva. www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. And from the authors in the book Choices, Chuck Brosselton, providing insurance and financial services. Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? And in memory, Bonnie Brooks, the oldest steel mill mama. She passed away 2013. Lee Puttrick, oh, dynamic. I have the formula with her for creating your own home-based business. And then, dear Beverly, my lead model on the world stage in fashion. And then read my story through the years. All things Kathy, and find out what your greatest freedom is. It's all in choices. available at Author House, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. 2015, a new you. Just for today. One day at a time. And I have to tell you that I got this out of, there's a Dear Abby column. And she has, today's the day we have an opportunity. I am quoting her and I'm dedicating this show to her late mother, who, her New Year's resolutions. And from the original credo of Al-Anon. So, darlings, this is for all of you. 2015, just for today, one day at a time. I will live through this day only. I will not brood about yesterday or obsess about tomorrow. I will not set far-fetching goals or try to overcome all of my problems at once. I know that I can do something for 24 hours that would overwhelm me if I had to keep it up for a lifetime. Just for today, I will be happy. I will not dwell on thoughts that depress me. If my mind fills with clouds, I will chase them away and fill it with sunshine. Just for today, I will accept what is. I will face reality. I will correct those things that I can correct and accept those I cannot. Just for today, I will improve my mind. I will read something that requires effort, thought, and concentration. I will not be a mental loafer. Just for today. Oh, I will make a conscious effort to be agreeable. I will be kind and courteous to those who cross my path, and I'll not speak ill of others. I will improve my appearance, speak softly, and not interrupt when someone else is talking. Just for today, I will refrain from improving anybody but myself. Just for today, I will improve my health. If I'm a smoker, I'll quit. If I'm overweight, I will eat healthy. If only just for today. And not only that, I will get off the couch and take a brisk walk, even if it's only around the block. Just for today, I will gather the courage to do what is right and take responsibility for my own actions. Now, here's a reader from New Delhi, India. And she says, Dear Abby, this year, no resolutions, only some guidelines. The Holy Vita says man has subjected himself to thousands of self-inflicted bondages. Wisdom comes to the man who lives according to the true eternal laws of nature. The prayer of St. Francis, of which there are several versions, contains a powerful message. And you know, today is the day we have the opportunity to discard destructive old habits for healthful new ones. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. This, my dears, from Abby. And of course, along with this powerful just for today, I want 2015 to bring you good health, prosperity, and joy. And live life laughing with love and excitement. Because remember, there is new one, newer than you. There's another book that I really want all of you to call and get a copy of it. It is absolutely How the Library Sent It to Me. I'll never know because I never heard of the book. The Greatest Salesman in the World by O.G. Mandino. You can change your life with the priceless wisdom of 10 ancient scrolls handed down for thousands of years. And on January 7th, the show that started the new year, on Wednesday, A New Beginning, let me share with you. Oh, come on, here we go. 2015, resolve to try something new and stick with it. Did you know that you're unique and authentic? And that you're nature's greatest miracle? Now really, take a moment. Come on, take a deep breath. Imagine. Since the beginning of time, never has there been another with your name, heart, eyes, ears, hands, hair, and mouth. There's no one on earth that can walk and talk, move and think exactly like you. But if you're living by comparison, competing, just for today, can you resolve to delete the attempts to imitate others? Instead, embrace your new beginning by placing your uniqueness on display for the whole world to see. You see, we're all so filled with inferiority. We don't feel that we matter. Oh, yes, you do. But you have to have that fire in the belly. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in the world and in our lives. What is your burning desire? Mine is to get back on the stage. To be the best in your profession? To write a book? Yeah, still thinking about the Forbidden Red Hill. All you need to do is believe in yourself. Remember, you are unique. 2015. Next week, Tuesday, part two of a new year. Wednesday, New Year Around the World. Thursday, Chuck Brasselton, NATO Summit. And on Friday, the eclectic calendar. You see, we're all connected with this golden thread. Until then, make it a great weekend. Au revoir.